This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Is that okay for the girls now? Okay. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So we're starting a brand new topic in our class today, and we have the girls back online from the sister's side, so that's good. And the new topic that we're going to start for today is all about the end of time. So I just want to start with a very general question for all of you who are here today. And do we have some discussion from people who are watching online? Okay. Tell me what you know about the end of time. How will the world end? When is the world? Whatever you know, whatever you have heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I just want to understand how much you know up to now. So I'm going to ask the boys first, I'm going to listen to the girls. Yes, Yusuf. So you heard that Isa, alayhi salam, Prophet Isa, is going to come back to the earth. That's correct. What about you, Zach? What did you know about? Sorry? The horn will be blown twice, and that's how the world is going to end. The first time, everyone on the earth will die, and then the horn will be blown again, and everyone who is dead will get back up. And then that will be the life after death, right? Very good. Excellent. You're completely correct. Yes, Abdurrahman. No, take your time. Okay, so there'll be there'll be things that will happen before the end of time, like what you mentioned. Like, that people, for example, that there will be like big things will happen, right? Like huge things, yeah? The whole world will change. That's very true. Okay. I want to start with a simple question. I want to hear from the girls. Girls, what have you heard about Al-Yawm Al-Akhir and the signs of the Qiyamah and stuff like that? Earthquakes, the girls said. There will be many earthquakes. That's true. Yes, Muhammad. You have to shout really loud, or just take the mask. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, okay. We need to learn about them as well, that's very true. What else do we have? Nuh, what do you think? Okay, very good. So when you come back after you die, it will be like, you're right, you learned that from my class yesterday. I know you meant, it's very true. But we explain it in a minute. I'll explain it when we get to that point, okay? Okay, girls, what else? So the girl said there'll be minor and major signs. You can put your hands down for a little while. The girl said minor and major signs. Okay, very good. So let's start with one thing. As Muslims, all of us believe that when we die, that's not the end of what will happen to us, right? Is that true? So when we die, that's not the end, yeah? It's not like you die and nothing else happens. When you die, there's going to be a life after you die. Agreed? Everybody believes in that, yeah? Because as Muslims, we believe in al-yawm al-akhir. We believe that after a person dies, there is another life after you die. And eventually, the believers will go to paradise, and the people who didn't believe, where will they go? To Jahannam. Okay? So we understood that as Muslims, we believe that there's going to be another life after our life. Okay? Very good. This life that we are in now, people live and die all the time, right? There's people alive, you know, people pass away, people die. and they go in, they are buried into their in their graves, and they have a life in their grave. But the world carries on, right? So somebody, for example, let's say relative died, and they went to the graveyard and they buried them in the grave, right? But the world kept on going, right? Like, we're still alive. Maybe tomorrow somebody else dies and they go to the graveyard and what have you. But the world is still going. What we're going to talk about now is that eventually Allah will bring this world to an end. That means this world will not keep going and going and going forever. New people getting born and people die and people are born and people die and people are born and people die. But eventually this entire world will stop. And the fact that this world is going to stop is something that Allah told us about in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about in the Sunnah. And this, when the world will stop for good, we call it as-sa'ah, the hour, and the time that the whole world will end. Okay, when the whole world will end, those people who are alive on the earth at that time, when the world ends, what will happen to those people? The girl said they'll die. Okay, so now they've died, so there's nobody else left alive on the earth at that time, right? Girls? At that time, nobody else is left alive on the earth, right? Okay? Then everybody, from Adam until those people, all of them will come back to life again. And that's what we call the day of what? What do we call it? What do we call it, Muhammad? The day of judgment. So does everybody understand what I mean, what we're talking about in this class? We're not talking about somebody dying. We're talking about the time when the world doesn't exist anymore. The whole world ends, and everybody who is left on the earth, everybody dies. And then everyone comes back to life. Not just those people, but all the people who died since Adam until that time. All of them come back to life, and Allah will judge between them about what they used to do. So now the question is this: how do we know when that time is going to be? When is that time going to be? That's my question to you. When is that time going to be? Next week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, 2 million years? When is that time going to be? What do you think? It could be any time. Good. I like that. Okay, it could be any time. Girls, what do you think? Soon, the girl said. Soon. Okay, good. What do you think, Abdurrahman? Nobody knows except who? Allah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They ask you, when will the time come when the whole world is going to end? Who knows it? Nobody knows it except Allah. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Only Allah knows when that time is going to be. Now, the girls, you said soon. I want to know why you said soon. Because if nobody knows that time except Allah, why can it not be a million years? Okay, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that it's going to be close. And Allah told us in the Quran, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Maybe this time is very, very close. But there's something we can learn more about this time. We can learn what are the signs that this time is coming closer, because there are signs. Every time you see one of these signs, you know the time is coming closer and closer and closer. Now I want to ask you, if anybody knows, what is the first ever sign that the world is going to end? The first one, before everything else, the very, very, very first one that came, that people knew when they saw it, or if this has happened, that means that the time is coming very close. How did the people know? What was that sign? What do you think it was? Let's see who hasn't answered yet. Let's see, Zach. Very good, Zach. Spot on. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, that was the very first sign that the world was going to end. Okay, how is that? I don't understand how. Because he's which prophet? He's the which prophet? No, not the first. He's which one? The last one. And if he's the last one, and there's nobody going to come as a prophet after him, then that must mean that the hour, the time is very close, right? Because if the time was very long, so maybe there will be other prophets that would come. But the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the last prophet, and so he was the first sign that the time is coming closer and closer and closer. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bu'ithtu ana wa sa'a kahatain. He said, me and the hour, me and this time, we came like these two things. Can you see what I'm holding up? Girls, can you see as well? The index finger. Everyone hold up your index finger. Okay, now hold up your middle finger. Put them together. Now look at the difference between the two of them. That is how close the end of time is going to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, me and the end of time, we came together like this, like these two. How long ago did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam live? Yes, Hamid. So 1400 years ago. So now we are in 1400 and what are we on? Watch your calendar. It's going to change in a second. 1443. So we're talking about 1450 years approximately. Approximately. Or 1500 years approximately. 1500 years roughly. 1500 years, a long time. So why did the Prophet ﷺ say that me and the end of time, we came like this? We came like this. The girls gave me the right answer. They said, compared to everything else, it's very close. So when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came, the people knew this is the end of time now. We're in the last part of time. We're not in the beginning of the universe, of the world. We're not in the beginning, we're at the end. So he was the very, very first of all of the signs. He was the first one. Then he died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that was the second sign. Because while he was alive, okay, people, they were following him and they were learning Islam from him, and when he died, it made them realize how close this time is. And we're still alive today in this time. So that must mean the time is even closer than it was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? It's even closer than the time that it was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not going to tell you all of the signs the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And I'm not going to tell you about any of the big ones. But I want to ask you a question. What's the difference between the big signs and the small ones? There are big signs, major signs, huge things. And there are lots of little small signs that the end of time is coming close. So girls, what do you think? Okay, very good. The girl said the major ones will be catastrophic. That was a very good word to use. And there'll be huge, big, gigantic things you can't miss. For example, if Isa came back to the earth, would that be a big thing or a small thing? What do you think, Muhammad? Big? Yeah, it would be a big thing, right? It would be huge. The whole world would know about it. Okay. If a lot of people started fighting, maybe we could say that's a small thing. It happens a lot, right? But that's also a sign that the end of time is coming close. Okay, a lot of people fighting each other and killing each other. So the big signs, the major signs, they are so huge you can't miss them. What's the other thing about the major signs? They come one after the other after the other. There's no gap. One comes, then the next one, 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 then the world ends like that. So once the big ones come, then you know you're really at the very, very end. So we know the big signs didn't come yet. There are 10 big signs. Those 10 big signs, they didn't come yet. They didn't happen yet. They're going to happen in the future. Who knows? They might happen when you are alive. They might happen when I'm alive. We don't know. Only Allah knows. But let's today talk about some of the small signs. The things that we see around us that show us that the time is getting closer and closer and closer. So the first thing we said is we saw that the Prophet ﷺ, the last prophet, came and went. That was the first sign. He came and he died, and that was the first sign. I want to hear from you, what things do you think that we see around us today that might be signs that the Day of Judgment is coming close? And the first person I'm going to ask on Telegram, the people who are watching on Telegram, what do you think might be some of the signs that we see around us today that you can say that I'm seeing this and this is telling me that the end of time is very close? I'm coming to you guys, I'm coming. Some of the things, have a think about it. Some of the things that you see today and you say that this is a sign that the Day of Judgment is close. Okay. The girls, they gave me one answer, even though I didn't ask them, but it's okay. They gave me one answer. Yes, Habibi. What did they say? Okay. More people dying. That's very good. When you see lots and lots and lots of people dying, this is a sign that the time is getting closer and closer. That's very valid. The girls gave me a great one. They said tall buildings. The Prophet ﷺ told us that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that the people will compete in building. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. They're going to compete in building tall buildings. Now when you go to cities, what do you see in the middle of the city? Big tall buildings, and people are competing, right? Who's got the tallest tower? So it used to be in Dubai, the Burj Khalifa used to be is still the tallest tower. But then now somebody wants to build a taller tower. And then in Dubai they're going to build an even taller tower. And then somewhere else they're going to build an even taller. And they keep on competing with each other about who's going to build the tallest tower. Is building tall towers wrong? No. So one of the things I wanted you guys to learn, listen carefully, not everything that is a sign of the Day of Judgment is wrong. Do you understand? Just because something is a sign that we're getting close to that time, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. A lot of people dying, that's a different thing. But it doesn't mean that tall buildings are wrong. But when you see people competing in building tall buildings, then you know that this is a sign that the Day of Judgment is getting closer and closer and closer. Do you think people have stopped building tall buildings now? Like, we've got to the end of it. Like, as tall as they are, that's the end. No, right? So it's something that has started in our time, but maybe it's getting more and more every single day, right? So maybe next year you'll see even taller buildings. And maybe in 10 years you'll see even taller buildings. And maybe in 50 years you'll see even taller buildings, right? So it keeps on getting more and more. And some of the minor signs are like that. They start and they get more and more and more until they lead up to the major ones. Okay, boys, what do you think you've seen that is a sign of the Day of Judgment? Mubeen, I haven't heard from you. Violence. I agree with you completely. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Harj. Lot of people killing each other and being violent to each other and fighting each other and lots of people dying. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. Do you think this might get worse? Yeah, right? So what we have in our time, it might get worse and worse and worse. But already in our time, we see so many people killing people and violence and so much crime and things like that. This is a sign of, the Prophet ﷺ told us, when you see this, this is a sign that the Day of Judgment is going to happen. Let me see. I'm coming to you, Muhammad. I haven't forgotten about you, but you have to... Yeah, keep your hand up. It's okay. Behind Muhammad. Yes. Being bad to your parents. People being bad to their parents. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. According to many of the scholars, they said, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Antalid al-amatu rabbataha." That someone is going to give birth like a slave girl gives birth, like a slave girl, like the mom is a slave and the daughter owns the mom. Like that. How can that be one of the examples of that? And Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, he said it's the correct answer. It means that people are going to be so bad to their parents, they're going to treat their parents like slaves. Do you see that happening today? You can see it. Do you think it might get worse? Yeah, it might even get worse, subhanAllah. Even today we see people treat their parents like slaves. Before, people used to stand to serve their parents. Now what happens? Mom, bring me this. Dad, bring me this. Yeah, so you want your parents to serve you, right? To like look after you. Whereas before, it used to be the children that looked after their parents. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. What do you think, Muhammad? You've been waiting a long time. Can you take that a little bit down for just to answer the question? Lying and backbiting. Lying and backbiting. And people not being trustworthy anymore. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us that this time is going to come where there won't be anybody trustworthy. Maybe people will even say, you should travel all the way to this city because in that city there's one person who is trustworthy. People will stop being trustworthy, right? People will stop being honest and stop being trustworthy and they will lie to people. And they will, when we say trustworthy, what does it mean? You trust someone being, girl said, being able to trust them. But like for example, let's say you pay someone a wage for something, but they don't do the job properly. Or you give someone some money and say, look after this money for me, and they spend it. People will stop being trustworthy. That's very true. Let me see. Abdurrahman, what did you have? More women than men. That's very true. A lot more women than men. A lot more women than men. And that started to happen in some places. And we think it's going to get more and more because the Prophet ﷺ told us about there being more women than men. That's very true. What do we have on... Do we have any more? Natural disasters. Okay, true. Some of the natural disasters the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, earthquakes. Earthquakes. And the earth cracking open like a chasm in the earth and people fall into it.
Diseases that were not there before.
And diseases that were not there before. Yeah, that can also be said. So these are all things. What are they? Yes, Nuh, what did you have for us? One of the signs about teachers is, I'll tell you one of the signs about teachers. It's that people will stop learning from good teachers. And instead they will learn from bad ones. And the teachers will not be, qualified to teach people. That's a sign. The Prophet ﷺ, he talked about people will take knowledge from al-asaghir. They're going to take knowledge from people who are not good people. People who are not wise and they don't understand things properly. So when you see people taking a lot of knowledge, like now, how do people learn about Islam? Not everybody gets to come to a nice class to learn. Some people, they just hear anything what people say and they believe it, right? Do you think that's true? Yeah, it's true. Some people learn the wrong knowledge from the wrong people. That's a sign of the Day of Judgment. Very good. So I'm going to mention some of the signs that the Prophet ﷺ, he told us about. What, when you mentioned, they mentioned diseases or they didn't mention diseases? There is. Specifically, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the plague of Amwas, and that happened already. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that there will be lots of money. People will be very rich. Because if you remember, in the time of the Sahaba, were they rich in the beginning? They were very, very poor, most of them, many of them. Some of them had money, but many of them were very poor. They were so poor, sometimes they were eating the leaves from the trees. Sometimes they were so poor that their people would put they had children, they would put stones in the pot and they would make the pot rattle, and they didn't have any food to give them. They just put stones inside the pot so that their children will go to sleep thinking the food is going to come. People were very poor. Now you see people so rich, so wealthy. That's one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, and that's going to get more as well. That's also going to get more as well, they say. Bad things happening. What do I mean by bad things happening, generally? I want you to explain to me, Abdus Salam. I don't just mean crime, I mean really, like, really bad things happening. Like when people don't know what to do and everyone feels scared in a whole country or a whole place. Yeah, that's like one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. So, for example, a whole country or a whole place, really bad things happen and people don't know what to do and they feel scared, like big wars happen and fighting between people. That's one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. What else do we have? Yes, Muhammad. You have to take that down while you answer the question, because I can't. People fighting over gold. That's true. But there's a hadith about the gold from Al-Furat, from the Euphrates River. And this one, it seems to me that it hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen in the future. Okay. What else did we want to talk about? People who claim to be prophets. That's an important one. People who claim to be prophets. What do I mean by that? People who say that they are prophets. Yes, Habibi. They try and make people believe that they are going to be prophets. That they are prophets. And do you know how many the Prophet ﷺ mentioned? He mentioned nearly 30. قَرِيبًا مِّن 30. Nearly 30. Is that the only number? That's not the only number. What that means is nearly 30 of them will be very famous, and among them will be four women. And they're going to claim that they are prophets and they'll have many, many followers. Does anyone know the name of a false prophet who claimed to be a prophet? In the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, there was someone else who claimed to be a prophet. There was more than one, but... Okay, Muhammad knows. Huh? No. Begins with an M. Yes, Muhammad, do you know? Take it. No, not Muawiyah. No, he was a Sahabi. Muslim? Nearly Musaylama. Musaylama. His name was Musaylama al-Kadhab. Musaylama the liar. And he claimed that he was a prophet. And he had people who followed him. He had people who followed him. Musaylama al-Kadhab. From him until the day of judgment, there will be nearly 30 really big false prophets. So if you see somebody who claims to be a prophet, how do you know that they are a prophet or not? Girls got the answer right. Let's see if the boys get the answer right. Who have I not heard from for a long time? Let me see. I heard from Abdul Salam recently. In front of Nuh. Who's hiding in front of Nuh. Yeah. Nuh. Tap that brother in front of you. Nuh. That's it. Habib, yes. You had an answer for me? I thought I saw you put your hand up. Okay, I haven't heard Mubeen for a while. Go on. Somebody comes and says, I'm a prophet. How do you know if they're not telling the truth or telling the truth? So that means there's no prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anybody who comes and says, I'm a prophet, they can't be telling the truth. Sah, is that true? They can't be telling the truth. If they come after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, I'm a prophet, they can't be telling the truth because there's no prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I've got a question for you. What about Isa? Didn't we say Isa's going to come back? The girls know. Go on, girls, tell us then. Isa will come as a sign, but not as a prophet, meaning that his job will not be a prophet. When he comes back, that won't be his job, to be a prophet. He's a prophet from before, but that won't be his job when he comes back. We're going to learn about him in the next lesson, inshallah. His job will not be to be a prophet. Does that make sense? He's going to come back, but when he comes back, his job won't be to be a prophet. That won't be his job. He will have another job that Allah will send him back for. Okay. 1 second, Abdul Rahman, I'm coming to you, inshallah. Okay. So anyone who comes after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, I'm a prophet, they can't be telling the truth. And the biggest of them, and the worst of them, and the biggest liar out of all of them is someone called Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal. And we're going to learn about the Dajjal next lesson. Okay? Yes, Abdul Rahman. We're going to talk about the Dajjal next lesson, okay? Think about it. We'll remember it for next lesson. Yes, Habib. We're going to talk about all about Dajjal next lesson. Okay? Because he's a major sign. He's not a small sign. He's a big sign. So the big signs we're going to start talking about next lesson. So anyone who comes and says that they're a prophet, no, this person is telling a lie. Okay. One of the signs that I wanted to talk to you about is that knowledge will be lost and people will become, that they don't know, they will become ignorant, they won't know anything about their religion. And it will get worse and worse and worse. Do you think that might be happening today? Yeah, that people have stopped to know about their religion properly. That there, before the hour will come, there will be so many people who don't know anything, until even the meaning of La ilaha illallah, people won't even know what La ilaha illallah means. And even in our time, we see lots and lots of people who don't know anything about Islam at all. And the Prophet ﷺ, he told us, بَدَأْ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأْ فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Islam started as something strange, and it's going to go back to something strange like it started. So paradise is for the people who are strange. What does that mean? Islam started off, girls, explain to me, Islam started off as something strange and it will go back to being something strange. Strange to people's minds, like how? They'll forget what it was all about and it will just be like a name for them. Have you seen people like that today who are Muslim, who've forgotten what Islam is all about? And it's just like a name for them. I've seen a lot of people like that. Sadly, there's a lot of people like that. And we think it's going to get worse and worse until the hour comes. How, though, do people forget about what Islam means? How do people become ignorant about Islam? Does Allah just snatch it from their mind that one day they wake up and they're like, what's Islam about? How does that happen? Yes, Habib.
So that you look how every day gets stronger, more technology coming in, becoming stronger.
Okay. So people getting confused through, not through technology. Technology doesn't confuse people. But technology allows people who shouldn't talk to talk, right? That's the problem. Technology allows people who don't know anything to spread their ideas to lots of people. So that's one way, you're right about that. That people who don't know anything about Islam can talk about Islam and spread their message to the whole world, right? So that's one problem. But there's another thing that causes people to stop knowing about Islam.
Girl said willful ignorance. Okay, are all the girls giving these answers, or is just a couple of you giving these answers? Abdus Salam.
People are not looking for knowledge. Okay, good. I like that. Like, people are not searching for knowledge. People are happy to be ignorant. Like, they're happy even when they don't know anything. They don't think they need to know something. That's very true. That's a sign of the Day of Judgment. But there's something more, even more important than that. Take your mask down for a second. All the way down. If I can't see your lips, I can't. Allah is going to decree it. You're right. But what is Allah going to decree? How is knowledge going to be lost? Do we have any answers on Telegram? The death of the scholars. The people of knowledge die. And the people who come after them are not the same as them. So for example, you have a big scholar of Islam. And that big scholar of Islam is a bit old, is older. And then they die. Who comes after them? Someone who's not as knowledgeable as they were. And then that person gets older and then they die. And who comes after them? Someone who's not quite as knowledgeable as them. And then they get older and then they die. And then who comes after them? Someone who's not. So all the time the people, the scholars die, what happens is people become less and less and less and less knowledgeable. There's a sign I want to tell you about, which is one of the most serious of the minor signs. And that is that Muslims will go back to making a partner with Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, the hour will not come until there will be people in my nation who will worship idols. The hour will not come until there will be people in my ummah, my people, who will go back to worshipping idols. Can anyone explain that to me? How is that? Abdus Salam's got explanation. Yusuf, yalla. Tell me one more time. So they don't have knowledge. And then people come and confuse them. And then they start to go back to what they used to do before. There are some places that knowledge became so little that people started worshipping idols once again. There was an idol in Yemen called Dhul Khalisa. This idol, the Prophet ﷺ said, before the Day of Judgment, the people are going to go back to worshipping this idol again. And it happened like that. And it was only not that long ago, maybe a couple of hundred years ago, that people started to worship that idol again. And then there was a king, and that king took over the area, and he was able to destroy that idol. But the point is that people from the Muslims went back to worshipping idols. How can people from the Muslims go back to worshipping what the people used to worship before the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ? How could it happen? Like Yusuf said, people didn't know their religion properly. They got confused by other people, and then they went back to doing what the people did before. So you shouldn't be surprised when you see even Muslims today who don't know much about their religion, or even Muslims today who might even fall into making a partner with Allah, and that's one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. It's one of the signs that the hour is going to come. I'm going to tell you another one that I'm sure you all know about. And that is people who think it's okay to listen to musical instruments. The Prophet ﷺ told us the hour will not come until there will be people among the Muslims who think it's okay to listen to al-ma'azif and al-qainat, the women who sing, the singing girls, and musical instruments. Is music popular today? When you hear that music is popular today, this is a sign that the hour is coming close. And is it popular among Muslims today? It is, right? Many Muslims, sadly, many Muslims listen to musical instruments, and many Muslims listen to singers. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that when you see these singing people and these musical instruments, and the Muslims think that they are halal, this is a sign that the hour is going to come. People say that it's halal to listen to musical instruments and singers. This is from the signs of the Day of Judgment. From the signs of the Day of Judgment that I know you've all seen, but maybe I don't know if you know you've seen it or not, is that riba, interest, is going to become widespread. Does anyone know what riba is? It's a difficult one. Some of you are little to know what it is, but some of you might know what it is. Abdus Salam says he knows what it is. Very good. MashaAllah, Abdus Salam gave us a perfect example. He said, for example, you pay for something monthly and the payment goes up. You pay more than the original amount. You pay more and more than the original amount. This is called riba. It's one type of riba anyway. It's not the only kind, but it's one kind of riba. When you see this becoming everywhere, very widespread, this is a sign of the Day of Judgment. Now today, how many credit cards, bank loans, mortgages, all the things, people buy their house with it, people buy their car with it, people buy their groceries with it, and all of them are paying these monthly payments where they're adding more and more money each time. This is a sign, the Prophet ﷺ told us, this is a sign of the Day of Judgment. A sign of the Day of Judgment. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment, I'm sure you all know about, is many people will drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol will become widespread. Do you think that's happened today? Yeah, of course. So many people, even among the Muslims, sadly, but alhamdulillah, still among the Muslims, it's not as widespread, but still among the Muslims, it is in some places. But subhanAllah, we see even outside in our streets, people drinking alcohol, and it became widespread, became everywhere. That's a sign also of the Day of Judgment. Okay, I'm going to give you a sign which is interesting one. I'm going to give you a difficult one for the girls this time. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to give you a sign. Are you listening, girls? Okay, I'm going to give the girls one here to explain. The Prophet ﷺ told us one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is تقارب الأسواق and تتقارب الأسواق, that the markets will become nearby, close by. What do you think that means, girls? I want you to confer. Don't answer me straight away. I want you all girls to talk about it. What does it mean that the markets will become nearby, near to each other? Especially what we see today. You guys know what a market is, right? Like shops. Shops and where you buy food and groceries and where you buy your things from for your household. Shops will become tatakarab. They all become near to each other. There are three answers to this, so each answer is different. So there's plenty of answers for the boys as well. Let's see what the girls come up with. Not popular, nor the girl said, is it that shopping will become popular? Not that shopping will become popular, but tataqarab, they become near. What does it mean they become near? Still the girls are saying addicted to shopping, shopping will become popular. Okay, let's hear to the boys. What do the boys think? What does, we haven't heard from, let me see, who have I not heard from a long time? I haven't heard from Muhammad for a long time. Yes, Muhammad, take your mask all the way down so I can read you. Time is going to come close. We're going to come to that. Hold that thought, okay? Keep it in your head. I'm going to come back to it. Let's see. Yusuf. Shout. People will buy more things because they'll be rich. That's also what the girl said, but it's not quite right. We're coming to that. We're coming to that. Hold that thought. We're coming to it. Yes. Good. This is the best answer we had so far. More people are opening more businesses and business is becoming much. That's not what the hadith means, but that's another sign of the day of judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said the hour will not come until there are many businesses. Any businesses will become kathratu tijara. Everybody will be doing business. He said, you're going to be surprised when he said, until a wife will even help her husband in his business. You're listening and thinking that's not strange, right? That's normal. You're thinking that's like normal. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they thought this is a sign of the hour, that a wife will help her husband in his business because of how much business he has. He will have so much business that his wife will help him in his business. That's a sign of the hour. But this meaning of taqarub al-aswaq, let me tell you something. How many of you guys have ever ordered from Amazon? You guys order from Amazon before?
Yeah.
How fast does stuff come? You click and straight away everything comes to you.
No.
Yeah? Like within one day? Okay, trust me, it does. It can come even within one day. Sometimes even it can come the same day that you ordered it. That's one of the things the scholars said. That's the meaning of and tataqarab al-aswaq, that shopping will become so fast and quick that your stuff, you order it and it comes to you straight away. That's one meaning. One meaning is that people will be able to find out the prices of things very quickly. Have you ever tried that before? Yeah, before, when you shop online, you can find the prices of things so quickly. It never used to be like that before. Before, if you went to the market, you had to walk from one shop to the next shop. How much are the dates? How much you have dates for? Okay, your dates are 1 kilo. Okay, it's £5. Okay, how much are your dates? You had to walk around. Now what do you want to do? Open your phone. Click, click, click. Straight away, you can find out all of the prices. That's one of the things the scholars said, and tataqarab al-aswaq. And one is that all of the shops will become very close together. Do we have that today? Do we have that today? That you can find a place where all the shops are all next to each other? Like big shopping centers, yeah? Like big shopping centers and shopping malls and things like that. So these are all from the things the Prophet ﷺ told us will happen at the end of time. That the markets will become near. You'll be able to find the prices of things quickly. Things will arrive very, very quickly. And the shops will become, all of them, very close together. Like shopping malls and things like that. Okay, very good. One of the things people mention is, now, I want to come back to what Muhammad said. Muhammad, Habibi, you gave me an answer before. Can you just give me an answer? The same one you said? Time will become? Okay. This is the question now. Muhammad said one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that time will become short. What does it mean that time will become short? Behind Muhammad, yes, Habib. What does it mean that time is short?
It takes a long time.
No, the other way. The kind of other way. The girl said it right. Time will fly by. It's like there's no time. Does any of you ever have a situation where, guys, look at me, boys, look at me, don't worry about what's happening at the door.
Boys, look at me. All the boys looking at me. Everyone looking at me. Okay. All of you, everybody. When all of you are looking at me, I'm going to start talking again. Okay. Time is going to fly by. That means that it feels, does any of you ever have that? It's like our class is on a Sunday, a few hours later and there's another class again. Time is going so quickly. And do you ever feel like your whole week goes by and you can't get anything done? Zana says, you know what I mean, yeah? It feels like time just goes and you can't get anything done. That's a sign that the day of judgment is coming close. Very good. You mentioned, sorry, I forgot. No, I remember your name. Tell me your name one more time. Okay. I want to ask you what you said. You said people will be? Inappropriate clothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talked about that women, they will not dress properly. And it will be like they're not wearing any clothing at all. They'll be wearing clothes, but it's like they're not wearing any clothing at all. Did that happen in our time? Yeah, it happened. People go out wearing clothes, but it's as if they're not wearing any clothes at all. It's the middle of winter and people are wearing clothes that are so small that it's like they're wearing no clothes at all. That's one of the signs of the day of judgment. Okay. One of the signs of the day of judgment is that good people will pass away. Righteous people will disappear. And really bad people will be everywhere. People will be very bad, and righteous people, good people, will disappear and become very small. Do you think that happened today? Do you think there's more bad people around than good people? Yeah? Okay. People will be distant from each other and fighting each other and arguing, and they won't keep good ties with their relatives, and people will not keep good ties with their neighbors. That's a sign of the Day of Judgment. Do you think that happened today? Yeah? People are often cut off from their family members, cut off from their neighbors. People don't even know who their neighbors are many times. They don't look after their neighbors. They don't visit their relatives. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that people will die suddenly. What happened last year and the year before that, where a lot of people started to die suddenly? That one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that people will die suddenly. Lots of people will die suddenly. What happened last year and the year before? Well, last year, mostly. What were we going through? Go on, tell me. COVID hit, right? And what happened? Suddenly loads of people died really suddenly, right? This is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. That people will die very suddenly. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that it will rain a lot, but there will not be a lot of plants and vegetation. It will rain a lot, but there will not be a lot of blessing in that rain. And that's one of the signs that we see. One of the signs that we said is lots of women and very few men. And that's getting worse in many countries. Lots of earthquakes we spoke about. Lots of people who don't care about other people. That's a sign of the Day of Judgment as well. Do you think that happened? Shuh. People who don't care about other people. A lot of people who don't care about other people. Okay. All of these things that I mentioned, many of them happened. Most of them that we mentioned have already happened. There are some that I haven't mentioned. I haven't mentioned all of them because it's a kids' class and not all of them I can mention. Some of them might be a bit difficult to understand. So I mentioned a lot of them. I want to ask you guys now a question. All of these signs we mentioned, is it not true that most of them have happened? Would you say that's true? Is that a fair statement? Most of the things that we mentioned have already happened. You've seen many of them with your own eyes. Is that not true? What do you think that tells us then about the Day of Judgment?
both of you said the right thing, the girl said and you said, that it means it's coming very, very, very close. So what is the next thing that has to happen? It's the first major sign, right? When the first major sign happens, that means we are absolutely at the very, very end. The first major sign didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. But many, if not all, of the minor signs that are supposed to happen have already happened. Some of the minor signs haven't happened, but some of those are going to happen later anyway. They're not going to happen in our time anyway. Like, they'll happen at the time of the major signs. So that means that the Day of Judgment is very, very close. Why should we be worried about the Day of Judgment being close or far? Why is it important to us? Why should we think about it or study it, or why should we learn about it? Enough time to do what? The girl said we might not have enough time. Enough time to do good deeds, enough time to make tawbah, enough time to go back to Allah, enough time to pray. Time is very short. Time is very short. Why should we learn about these signs? What's the benefit? I want you to tell me all these signs you learnt about today. What did you benefit from it? Why is it important? When you see those signs outside, what does it make you remember? Let me see. Yes, Abby. It stops you from doing bad things, right? So that's true. That's good. I like that. It's a very good answer. What do you think? It makes you do more good things. Why? Because you remember how close the end of time is. So you rush to do good things because you don't think that, oh, it's all right, I've got a long time. I've got a long, long time. I don't have to worry about anything. So when you see outside, for example, when you know the Prophet ﷺ told us that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is people will die suddenly. And then COVID happened and all these people started to die suddenly. Did it not make you think, subhanAllah, maybe the Day of Judgment is going to come very soon, right? So it makes you want to work very hard. Yes, Mubin. Worshipping wrong gods, yeah, that's one of the signs that people will not worship Allah and they will worship false gods, wrong gods. You're right, completely right. Yes, girls, question, 1 second, then I'm going to come to you.
There's lots of people that just started to pray and, like, worship and don't have things for, like, other people, so, like, their family and the people they know will be safe.
Yeah, if you do good things, you'll be safe. It doesn't matter what happens around you, even if the whole world ends. But if you're doing something good, inshallah, you'll be safe. You're right. So what we should do is do the good deeds that will make us safe. You're right. Yes, girls, you had a question for us. When people come back to life again, will their ages be different? Yes, it will. It will be in the region of 33 years old. There'll be nobody who is old on the Day of Judgment. Yes, Yusuf. Yeah. Can you say it loudly?
Yeah, if someone last born when they got the Day of Judgment, they will be able to see the come out of the
Yeah.
But not everyone has been
buried. Even the people who were not buried in graves, they will still come back on the Day of Judgment. Allah will bring all of them back. And when we say about graves, we just mean because most people get buried in a grave. But if someone isn't buried in a grave, like for example, someone died in the sea, or someone fell off a mountain, Allah will still bring them back to life. Yeah, all the animals coming together, we're going to talk about that. Okay, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ وَحُشِرَتْ. Yes, Abdurrahman. Just take your hand a little bit down so I can, because sometimes it's hard for me to hear, but I can see you talking and listen at the same time. Yeah. So when this world ends, everybody will go to Yawm al-Qiyam, yani the Day of Judgment. And then people will go to paradise or people will go to the fire. And the people who go to paradise, they will live in a completely different world. The world of paradise, right? We're going to learn about paradise, inshallah. We're going to learn about it in our class. Will all the people of paradise be what? Sorry? At some times, yes, some of the people in paradise, they will be able to see the people who are in hell, because in some of the ahadith, it's mentioned that for a time, but not for, yani, not doesn't necessarily mean forever, but there'll be a time where they can see them and they will talk to them. Wanadaw, the people of the, wanada ashabun nari ashab al jannah, the people of the fire will call upon the people of paradise and afidu alayna min al ma', that give us water, aw mimma razaqakum Allah, and they will talk to each other about some things, but that's a particular, for a particular time. Yes? Yeah, the whole universe will end. The stars will fall down from the sky. The sea will turn into fire and it will blast into one big sea and it will turn into fire. All the mountains will turn into dust. What else will happen? Who else came to my tafsir class and tell me what else can happen? Either shamsu kuwirat, the sun will be wrapped up. Yani the sun's light, the light of the sun will disappear. And the stars will fall down. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, the stars will fall down from the sky. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, the mountains will, they will turn into dust. The animals will all be gathered together. There's a lot of things will happen when the world will end. The sea will turn into fire. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, a lot of things will happen when the world is going to end. And then Allah will change the world for a whole new world. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, on the day when the whole world will be changed for a new world and the heavens. So the whole universe will end. Yes, Abdus Salam. Yeah, it does. In Surah Al-Muddathir, between the people of paradise and the people of hellfire. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. So, what happened to those people in the fire? The people of Jannah, they said, what made you be from the people of the fire? What was the answer? لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, we were not from the people who prayed. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, and we didn't used to feed the poor people. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ, and we used to play and we used to joke and we didn't used to take our religion seriously. And they used to disbelieve in the resurrection. They didn't used to believe that there is a life after death. So that's very, very good benefit. Jazakallahu khairan, Abdus Salam. Yes, Mubin. To the clouds. I don't know what will happen to the clouds. The sun will lose its light, and the sun and the moon will both disappear, and the stars will fall down from the sky. But I don't know what will happen to the clouds. I don't remember.
Me.
Yeah.
Star,
I don't know, but when the stars fall down, that's the end of the world. So that's not a good time to be around. Allah save us. Allah keep us safe. That's not a good time to be around, because all of the believers, all of the Muslims, they will not be on the earth when that happens. The people who are on the earth when that happens, it will be like the worst of the people. Yeah. Very scary. Can you imagine if the sea just turned all into fire? The whole sea became fire. It would be very scary, right? So what does that tell us? If it's scary, what should we do now? Today, what should we do? Should do good deeds?
And we should ask Allah to keep us safe. Yeah? That makes sense, right? Who else had a question? Girls? Girls got any questions? Yes, Habib. No, the sun will rise from the wrong side. One of the major signs is that instead of this, where does the sun rise now? The east or the west? East. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. One of the major signs is the sun will rise in the west and set in the east. And when that happens, Allah will not let anybody accept Islam after that. Nobody will change their religion after that. And whoever was Muslim at that time, that's it. There's no more chance after the sun rises from the other side. The sun and the moon will go into Jahannam. There are some narrations like that, that the sun and the moon, when they are wound up, that they will fall down into Jahannam. There are some narrations like that. Yes, Noor. No, into the fire. They go into the fire and they disappear. And at that time, the whole world ends. Everything will finish. And that time is near or far? Near. Why do we know it's near? Because there's many signs that we learnt and many of those signs already happened. What are we going to do next lesson, guys? Next lesson, we're going to study the first of the big signs. Not the little signs that we've been talking about. The big, huge sign. We're going to talk about the Dajjal and Isa and the descent of Isa alayhi salam. We're going to talk about the Mahdi and the Dajjal and the descent of Isa. That's what we're going to talk about next lesson. Three things, but of the major signs we're going to take two of them. Yeah, we're going to take three of them. We're going to talk about the Dajjal, and we're going to talk about Isa, and we're going to talk about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. We're going to talk about three signs, inshallah, next lesson. We're going to learn about them. And those are big signs. They're not little things. They're huge, like a complete, the whole world will change. Yes, Absalam. I hope they were not the real Ya'juj and Ma'juj.
It's just
a narration about them. That's good. Because if it's the real Ya'juj and Ma'juj, I was going to run away. I was going to be scared. Yes. People, yeah, the person who lied about being a prophet, yeah. Explain to me again. Yeah. The biggest lie is that he said that I'm a prophet, and he said that Jibreel comes and tells me about what Allah wants me to do. But it wasn't Jibreel who came to him. No, he was telling a lie. Because there's no prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last question from Abdurrahman and then we're finished. Yes, Abdurrahman. I heard that as well, but the hadith is not authentic about that. That the hadith that when it says that then Jibreel will die, and then yeah, this I don't think this narration that people share on YouTube, it's not authentic. Okay, but yes, it's true that everyone on the earth will die. It's true, but it's not this narration you heard about this thing about Jibreel and the conversation between Allah and Jibreel. This is not authentic, and Allah knows best. Okay, all right, guys. Next week we're going to learn about. What three? Which three signs we're going to learn about? Going to learn about Dajjal, the big ones, Dajjal, Isa, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. That's next week, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha.